Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The hard truth is this. In the race for the future, America is in danger of falling behind. You got a billion people in India who are suddenly plugged into the world economy. You've got over a billion people in China who are suddenly plugged in to the global economy. And that means competition is going to be much more fierce. And the winners of this competition will be the countries that have the most educated workers. I sat down with President Lee of South Korea. And I asked him, what's the biggest problem you have in education? He said, you know, these parents, they come to me and they are constantly pressuring me. They want their kids to learn so fast, so much.
There's President Obama commenting on how Western cultures are pulling away from the United States. One of the reasons why may be coming down to our parenting style. There's a new memoir out of parenting, so-called Chinese style of parenting, from a self-proclaimed tiger mother. The information unleashed a wide-ranging debate this week on television and radio, talk television. Fallout was pretty swift for Yale professor Amy Chua after she published an essay in the Wall Street Journal describing the heavy-handed methods that she used with her two daughters. Her Battle Hymn of the Tiger Mother, that's the name of the book, The Battle Hymn of the Tiger Mother, a book of extreme parenting. Her parenting choices reflect her upbringing. No television for the children. No pets for the children. No grades under A are acceptable. No parts in school plays. No choice of extracurricular activities. No musical instruments except piano or violin. Here is Joy Behar speaking with Amy Chua about her parenting rules.
So first I want to read some of your rules from the book, and let's go over them a little bit. You know, no play dates. Children are not allowed to be in a school play. No TV or computer games, which I happen to agree with you on that one. And that's a good idea. I mean, they watch too much television, they play too many games, and they don't pay attention enough to school. But no choosing their own extracurricular activities. They must get at least an A. What happens if they don't get an A?
Hey, Joy, can I explain something about that famous list? That list was applied very strictly to me by my strict Chinese immigrant parents. My parents, I was raised by super strict immigrant parents who came to this country so poor. My dad wore the same pair of shoes for 60 years. Uh-huh. And they raised me and my three younger sisters very strictly, but always very lovingly. So that list was applied straight to me. And, you know, people misunderstand. They're like, no sleepovers? You know, how cruel. I actually, when I was little, I did kind of resent that. But now I realize my parents were these immigrants. They had come from Second World War. They had endured all this hardship. And they came to this country. They're all alone. They barely speak English.
Right.
And I remember my dad would say to me, he'd like, we have a home here. We have a bed here for you. Why do you need to go to somebody else's house?
I understand that because my father was like that too. And he would not allow me any sleepovers. I think he was afraid of child molesters. Yeah, whatever
well,
it
actually,
was.
That's an interesting. So it depends. So just to quickly explain, that list is a little tongue-in-cheek. With my own kids, I was a little bit more lenient.
Okay.
And as you know, that voice at the by the end of the book, I am way more lenient. You know, I get my comeuppance. Yeah.
But do you believe that they should not be in the school play or not?
Not anymore. Not anymore. Now I believe that. That was a joke that my mom, when I was little, I think my mother was very narrow. And again, you have to think of that mentality. They were so poor. They're like, I want my kid to have stability in
life.
All
right, they were poor. You know, I heard you. Let's move on.
No, wait.
I got it.
It's not that. No, but Joy, it's the career. They're like, I don't want you to grow up to be like something like a struggling artist or a poet or an actor.
I understand that, but you seem to have gone to the extreme, whether it's tongue-in-cheek or not. I think a lot of the stories are true.
All right, this is Joy Behar talking with this lady, Amy Chua, who, again, if you're just joining us, published an essay in the Wall Street Journal describing her methods of parenting. She has two daughters, and basically she reflected with her children what happened to her as she was raised in her native China. No television for the children, no pets for the children, no grades under A are acceptable, you can't involve yourself in school activities, no instruments other than the piano or violin, which are very traditional in China. Here from MSNBC, as we look at both sides of this issue, from the left and the right, it's Chris Matthews speaking to Michelle Bernard, who is an interesting analyst. The admission here, and maybe admonition, is when you look at Ms. Chua's work, it does seem to work.
Michelle Bernard, do you want to be mommy dear? Do you want to be? Does the end justify the means? Does terrorizing the kid, if it gets him to be a virtuoso piano player, a nuclear scientist, is it worth it to the kid and to you and your family?
I don't think that Amy Chua is mommy dearest. Some of her methods are a little bit too strict for me, but as you know in the article that she wrote it in her book, she talks about being a Chinese mother as not all necessarily being Chinese, and she said she's met many Ghanaians, Jamaicans, and people of other cultures that are quote-unquote Chinese mothers. I think that the nation does itself a disservice by not pushing our children to be the very best that they can absolutely be. I think you make a mistake when you say it's okay to be second, it's okay to be third, it's okay to be last.
Why not be first?
Okay, who wants to be
one,
second? I am.
Score one for the Tiger Mom. Let's look at the worldwide score here, right? A survey of 15-year-olds in these industrialized countries of the world ranked the United States 14th in reading, about way behind Shanghai. Shanghai was first. In science, the United States ranks 17. Again, Shanghai was first. In math, the United States ranks 25th, way below the average. Here again, Shanghai, Singapore, Hong Kong, and Korea top the rankings. So they're all Asian countries. You know, Michelle, we all watch this. We look at the best schools in America, and we see people who are maybe one generation parents come here from Asia, South Asia, Far East Asia. They make it within one generation. They're there. They're at the very top of American academic life. So what are they doing different? They must be doing something that achieves the goal.
It depends on the culture, but, you know, in many of these cultures, you will see that from day one, you are embedded with this sense of bringing honor to your family. You are told from day one that education is absolutely the key to achieving success anywhere in the world that you live. And a lot of times you look at people, particularly immigrants, coming from other countries to the United States, and they are leaving horrible, horrible countries. They realize something that we don't always realize as homeborn Americans, that without the best education you can possibly get, you are going to have great difficulty in this country. And as we go towards a more global economy, we don't have the luxury, particularly, I will say, in the African American community, we don't have the luxury of sitting around and saying to our children, you know what, it's okay if you come in last. You want your children to say, there is absolutely nothing I can achieve, and I want to be first.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're gonna have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything? Wish you could regain that feisty factor of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today?
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. If you are feeling tired or less energetic with decreased motivation and drive, studies have shown that the major common cause is decreasing testosterone.
Try ProGene Daily Complex. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone.
Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
You can try ProGene absolutely free. Call 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597. Hurry, free samples are limited. 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes,
with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Doug Stephan on the Talk Radio Countdown. We're focused on the debate of parenting styles, Americans versus Asians or Asian Americans. Here from CNN, Susan Candelotti speaking with Lok Su, the author of I Love You for White People.
And just put into perspective how your dad treated you. I mean, I was reading how he thought this was all very good for you, and his response to how he raised you was, well, my son turned out successful, but... oh, my gosh, Lok Su, when I read what he did, it's just heart-wrenching to me.
The success that I have right now in my life, I consider superficial success, you know. I have a couple letters behind my name. you know, I'm a successful executive for a think tank, a published writer and whatnot, you know, but I'm very broken up inside due to the disciplines and the tiger technique that my father has bestowed upon me, and I'm still trying to get over it today as we speak.
And I'm reading, he called you stupid, retarded, slow, worthless, a waste of space. He beat you 3 to 4 times a week on average as a child. It continued until you were a sophomore in college. Why did he think this was a proper way to treat you? Why did he think that this was going to make you successful?
I think he didn't know any better. I mean, you know, he was giving those types of abuse himself when he was a kid by his parents, you know. And his father was the same to my father in terms of, you know, his techniques in raising the, you know, quote-unquote successful a child. And in turn, he passed those abusive behaviors down to me, thinking that that was the right thing to do. And, you know, my struggle today is try to end that cycle because it's not good. I am a testimonial to a person that, you know, did not benefit from the parenting style that my father bestowed upon me as a kid. And, you know, it's funny because on my way over here this morning, you know, I heard my father's voice in my mind, you know, asking me, you know, why are you on CNN? What important things do you have to say about everything? You know, I still have voices of my father's negative voices in my mind today. And, you know, the emotional brainwashing that he has done to me while I was growing up, you know, it's still with me every day.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up.
My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all natural, all organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Edible egg.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yeah. 800-510-8255 as time allows. Here's Fox host Megyn Kelly speaking with Dr. Henry Cloud and parenting expert Stacey Nelkin, who debate the methods in The Tiger Mom.
Her theories, which I just want our viewers to know, you know, this is, we said some of the teases. She never allowed her children to attend sleepovers, have a play date, be in a school play, watch TV, get any grade less than A, not be the number one student in any subject except for gym and drama, play any instrument other than the piano and the violin, and she had some very strict disciplinary methods, including when the children fell behind, calling them garbage, threatening to bring all of their toys to the Salvation Army piece by piece until they mastered certain piano pieces, as you go on to defend her, doctor.
You've got to divide the psycho stuff out of this, but here's what's really good. In our culture today, we don't hear enough in parenting about expectations, and there's a lot of research out that shows, you know, you've got to have warmth, certainly, but we've got to be holding kids to high expectations. And huge government study, like in the last few weeks, that strict parenting coupled with warmth produces the healthiest, happiest kids. It's just true. But you got to take the psycho stuff out of it.
And one study showed that almost 70% of Western mothers believe that stressing academic success is not good for your children, or they believe that parents need to foster the idea that learning is fun. Roughly 0% of Chinese mothers feel that way. Instead, they believe their children can be the best students and that they better be.
Listen, there's a price to pay. If you over-parent and if you're too strict, you're going to see a huge backlash. Like in Japan, there's a very high suicide rate amongst teenagers. You know, you can go too far with this. There has to be a happy medium. You don't want fat and lazy kids, but you also don't want to stress them to the point where they hate learning, because then they will rebel, and where they hate you, because they also will rebel and run away.
She completely disagrees with that. She completely rejects that, saying, no kid wants to sit and study. You have to force them. And it's easy for a Western mother to force her child to do 1 hour on the piano. The tough part comes in hours 2 and 3, and that's when you have to get strict and say, you'll do it. You'll do it, or you won't eat dinner, you won't eat lunch, you'll lose all of your social privileges. And she says, that's your obligation, Dr. Cloud, because she says, that's how you instill confidence in your child, and that's a gift you're giving him or her.
Megyn, here's what parents have got to remember. Self-esteem does not come from a kid being told that they're special and wonderful and all of this. Self-esteem comes from one thing primarily, and that's being competent. And I'm not after the psycho screaming and threatening to throw the bunny in the street if you don't do your homework
garbage.
And all that. Kids do well when there are standards that they have to meet. And then they can actually enjoy learning because they have successes.
800-510-8255. Radio host Michael Graham says you really can't argue with the success rate of this Tiger Mom.
When you look at the results, there is no dispute that academically, Chinese moms like Amy Chua are kicking my butt. Even though I have some kids who excel and some kids who don't care about academics as much, the fact is, absolutely, Amy, if the result of turning 18 is to have kids come out with straight A's and with prodigious skills in some area like music, how can you dispute the results that Amy Chua gets by saying to her children, you'll never have a sleepover, you'll never go on one, you'll never have a play date, you'll never be in the school play, you'll never get less than an A, and you'll always be the number one student in every subject, and we're going to do whatever it takes, hours of drilling every day, whatever it takes to get the results. How do you dispute that? Isn't she obviously right? And aren't the rest of us obviously losers? What about the reaction of people who have to leave her presence, who have threatened her publicly and across America since the appearance of her book and this piece in the Wall Street Journal, outraged screaming parents who say that she is a child abuser?
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Live from Progressive.
It's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited, not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Wonders.
Yeah. 800-510-8255 as the Talk Radio Review continues. I'm Doug Steffen here with an overview of this debate that has popped up, and it is on conservative radio talk programs and some of the liberal talk programs on both radio and television. This lady who released information from a book that she's written, she's called A Tiger Mom. And this debate started while the Chinese president was here, and it seems pretty effective. That is, looking at one's parenting style, maybe you're looking at yours and thinking about yours as you listen to this discussion. The lady's name who wrote this book is a professor from Yale University named Amy Chua. The first notice of the book came in an essay that was sent to the Wall Street Journal. She describes and even used the term heavy-handed methods herself for how she raised her two daughters. The book is actually called Battle Hymn of the Tiger Mother, and it is, in American standards, pretty extreme. So we're going through a lot of the discussion debate from both sides, as we usually do here on the countdown. Let's go back to some of our hosts, starting with John Williams, who on his program said after he read the Wall Street Journal essay word for word on the air, written by Ms. Chua, he was bombarded with emails.
Listen to this. Dear John, I think that woman in the article is on to something. Being Korean-American, I remember one incident in particular. I was struggling in my high school math class and had a test coming up. I sat with my mom. We studied for an entire Saturday to catch up. It was horribly painful and stressful. I'd get whacked on the hand with a wooden cooking spoon every time I wrote down an incorrect answer. I hated it, and I hated her for it. I ended up acing the test, and my teacher made it a point to recognize the much improved test score I had. It made the pain of learning worth it, signed Chris.
Hey, she was John. Korean?
Yeah, she's Korean. Right. But the lady said it's an Asian thing, but boy, the Chinese moms totally rock it. Hey, John, my daughter went to every dance there was. She could take off school every school days every once in a while. My daughter played drums when she felt like it. She earned her BA while working full-time and got her master's degree while going through chemo for her cancer, still working full-time. She doesn't have an Asian bone in her body. Signed, Fran. Thank you, Fran. Hey, John, I live next door to a tiger mom. I see her two daughters outdoors maybe two or three times a year, and they're usually raking the leaves and helping in the garden. They're not allowed to play with friends. Their free time is spent reading. Otherwise, they're either in school or practicing. Their mother watches over them as they practice. We have a view of this from our backyard and can regularly hear them yelling at the kids while they're practicing from indoors. I don't care what anybody says. If they grow up to be geniuses and are miserable human beings, then how good is that? Could it be their culture, which is non-Christian, doesn't relate to unconditional love? Either way, sometimes it works out for me. When my two sons, similar in age to the neighbor girls, complain about their parents, I always say, well, you could be living next door. And that shuts them right up.
800-510-8255, following this on Twitter as well. A lot of us on Twitter. There were a number of interviews in the last couple of days with folks from all over the place. Here, talk host Terry Gilberg focuses on her thoughts, and she doesn't think that it's right to stop your child from broadening horizons.
Now, in China, Chinese moms in China, the state encourages things like ballet, tumbling. And when you're about 3 years old, put a little girl out on a mat and see if she could be Olympic bound. Because in 10 years, if she's 13, she can be on the women's Chinese Olympic team in gymnastics, even though she probably hasn't even hit puberty yet. And that's a whole other conversation. That's another cup of coffee conversation. But I'm talking about saying no even to certain sports here in the United States by women who are of Chinese heritage who are parenting in the United States. So in large measure, sports are out too if that Chinese method for parenting says, no, 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 you don't get to choose your extracurricular activity. I do, and it's not going to be swim team. It's not going to be gymnastics. It's not going to be volleyball. It's not going to be jazz class. It's not going to be yoga. It's not going to be painting and drawing. It's going to be the violin. That's what you're going to do. And if you don't get some blue ribbon at the next violin competition, it's not just 1 hour of practicing extra. It may be 2 to 3 hours of practicing extra. To which point I say, yes, you're raising virtuosos in music and in math and perhaps in literature and the humanities, except for drama, of course, that's verboten. But at what price? It's the price of a child losing a normal Western childhood, for starters. And what if you've created this person who doesn't have a personhood, really, because this person is a commodity, really, who then somehow fails down the road in that narrow area, although you believe he or she, mostly she, will succeed in math and science. But what if she was better off being the next Van Gogh?
800-510-8255. So if you're just joining us, this lady's name is Amy Chua. A lot of people think on first blush that she's kind of nuts. What kind of a mother hauls her then 7-year-old daughter's dollhouse out to the car and tells the child that the dollhouse is going to be donated to the Salvation Army piece by piece if the daughter doesn't master a difficult piano composition by the next day? What kind of a mother informs her daughter that she's garbage? And what kind of a mother believes, as Ms. Chua tells readers she does, that an A- is a bad grade? The only activities your children should be permitted to do are those in which they can eventually win a medal. The medal must be gold. What kind of a mother does that? And maybe what kind of a father, if you're talking about parenting skills? Now, this mother raising her children the Chinese way rather than the Western way, and this battle hymn of the tiger mother recounts her adventures in Chinese parenting. And she actually, from what I can gather here, looking this over, this is my first runaround with this. It's very interesting. She seemed pretty happy about what she's done. Somebody compared her, and one of the things that I'm reading, to Hannibal Lecter as far as her parenting skills are concerned. And her children seem to be victims. At least that's the way the Western world looks at this behavior. It's not normal, so many of you think. 800-510-8255. The other aspect of this book, again, it's called Battle Hymn of the Tiger Mother. there is enough method here to stir up self-doubt in a lot of people who, as I would as a parent, be more nurturing, be more interested, more trusting, if you will. This is a book club. This is an Oprah book. And parenting circumstances. If you look at some of the blogs, this is hot, hot, hot. I remember working in Philadelphia back a number of years ago and interviewing the parents who came up with a tough love strategy. Do you remember that? I'm trying to remember what those people's names were, but I remember interviewing them on the station in Philadelphia I was working on at the time. It became very, this was in the 80s. This was very, very, very interesting and controversial stuff at the time. And it really was somewhat like this, you know, the child does what you want him to or you shut him out. And that's in part sort of what's going on here. The Western way of being an indulgent parent versus you send your children on sleepovers, for example. Chinese don't allow that. They don't really even allow their children to have friends. The most important thing is achieving, getting the job done, learning. And then I remember the conversation I had when I was in China with my translator, who was a wonderful guy. He had one child. That was all he was allowed to have. She was an absolutely darling young lady. And he told me about some of the things that he was doing. He knew a lot of Westerners, and he chuckled when and he wouldn't let anybody know that he was influenced by Western thinking, but he jokingly referred to it as Western corruption. But those are our ways. No play dates, no extracurricular activities. Practice, practice, practice. That's what this is all about. How do you read it? The Tiger Mom in the debate focus here on the countdown at 17 before the hour.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Go to ZegridOTC.com for coupon savings.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Have you won a lawsuit? Are you collecting a series of future structured settlement payments? Would you like to turn those payments into cash now? We can help you. Contact SSI today. If you have a lawsuit, an insurance claim, or any other claim or future series of periodic payments, we can help too. Contact SSI now. We can even help if you're a senior and want to cash in your life insurance policy and are reluctant to surrender at the current value. We'll provide you with the most competitive, professional, and prompt service available, bar none. Our courteous and patient staff will help guide you through every step of the process. Why wait for your money when we can help you get it now? Contact SSI now. Visit us online at futurepaymentsnow.com. That's futurepaymentsnow.com. Or call us toll-free at 800-783-1975. 800-783-1975. Call now, 800-783-1975.
14 before the hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here. This is pretty fascinating stuff. And not the normal bill of fare. That is, there's nothing, somebody will try to make something political about this or on this, but I find it much more intriguing because it does bring out the best in people's minds and how they look at this stuff. By the way, the backstory to Ms. Chua's memoir, she's the daughter of a Chinese immigrant, now a professor at Yale Law School, author of two best-selling books. They're sort of big think books on the free market, on democracy, and the fall of various empires. When she married her husband, who is a fellow Yale law professor and novelist, his name is Jed Rubenfeld, they agreed that their children would be raised in the Jewish method and reared the Chinese way. So they're trained in Jewish philosophy, but they're being reared the way the Chinese rear their children. And under the circumstances, especially when you compare what goes on in most homes in our country, this is punishingly hard work. The children work. The parents enforce the rules. And what happens is it yields excellence. Excellence, in turn, yields satisfaction in what she calls a virtuous cycle. The success of this strategy is pretty hard to dispute when you look at the daughters. For example, the older daughter, Sophia, is a piano prodigy playing at Carnegie Hall when she was 14. The second child is somewhat rebellious. Her name is Lulu. She's a gifted violinist. She rode the girls hard, making sure they practiced at least 3 hours a day, even when they were on vacations. She would call ahead to arrange access to pianos for the one daughter and a place for the other daughter to play, whether it was in a lobby or a storage room in the basement. She rarely refrained from criticizing her daughters, and one of the many provocative passages in the book, she explains, quote, Chinese parents can do things that would seem unimaginable, even legally actionable in America. Chinese mothers can say to their daughters, hey, fatty, lose some weight. Imagine a mother here doing that. All right, let's get to some of your calls. 800-510-8255. Daniel, you're in Houston, and you have an interesting story to share with us.
Good morning. I wanted to tell you that I have quite a bit of experience in this because I taught piano for many years. In addition, I have tutored in Asian students in math and different subjects. But the first thing that I would like to say is that in 1986, I went to my brother's graduation at Dobie High School. But here's my point. At my brother's graduation, in 1986, I remember sitting there in the audience, and there was a significant Vietnamese community over there, and there has been for many, many years, decades actually. And they let the students, of course, that have the highest GPAs, walk first. Well, guess who was walking first? All had the last name Nguyen and Tran. Guess what kind of feelings I felt when all the Asians were graduating first and my brother and all the white Mexicans and blacks were graduating after the Asians got to get up there and walk across the stage. I felt embarrassed because, for one thing, that was when all the news was in the paper of them, the Vietnamese, arriving over here on little dinghy boats and having to come through the Vietnamese waters with pirates from Thailand and other places. And the ones that get over here, they hurry up to learn English real quick and then get ahead like my brother and his cohorts. I think that's pretty embarrassing.
800-510-8255. The comments on the Twitter line, here's Ian who says, since I've not read this book, I'll refrain from jumping to any conclusions about her parenting style, but it's amusing enough to read some of the comments, many of which I suspect were written by people who themselves have not read the book.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Use as directed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let's get back to your calls. Will, listening to the countdown in Seattle.
Hey, how you doing? I would say, you know, we're a lot more moderate than that, Mom. But I can also say that, you know, our kids always had consequences. We could take them into an antique store at, you know, probably ages 4 and 5, and walk them through for an hour, and there was never a problem. You know, you go to a store now, and you see kids just climbing the racks and running every which way, and then when they become teenagers, the parents throw their hands up and go, I just can't deal with them. But, you know, it starts young, and, you know, the way we raised our kids, we are their friend, but that is way behind being a parent. And at a young age, you know, my son did a lot of yard work, you know, and more liberal parents would probably think it was just horrendous. But, you know, it may be this pile of rocks here needs to be moved over to that location 40 feet away. And when you're done doing that, we'll have a talk. And, you know, if the attitude turned around, he'd be done. And if it didn't turn around, he may move that pile of rocks back to where he started, you know. And he's a strong kid now, and he learned there's going to be a consequence, and it's not good to throw tantrums. It's refreshing to have him now come home and say, you know, such and such is going on with this kid. He's completely out of control, and I can't believe his parents don't see it.
800-510-8255. Moving up to Vermont, Linda, with her thoughts on this issue as a parent.
Hi, how are you? My only point is, like, I don't really criticize parents. They all do what they can do and what they think is the best for their children. The only thing I have observed is that as they become adults, I really find that they don't have a sense of creativity. They lose a little bit of that when they're really structured. You know, and I do think some of our children, our American children, the way we raise them, they become very successful, and they're very, very creative. And I've just noticed that in when I'm hiring people and so forth. There are plenty of Americans that do succeed. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like I raised triplets. And so I know, I mean, I sat there every night till 11 o'clock with my kids, trying to get them to understand their homework. Mm-hmm. And I did what I could. And I think they're successful in their own way. You know, no, I didn't. You know, I couldn't do the calculus problems for them and sit over that. I mean, I did what I could. And I'm just saying that I think, you know, you have to give credit to some of the Americans, too. I think they have successful kids.
800-510-8255. How successful are your children? Kelly in Boston with an interesting look at, or at least I'm going to suggest, Kelly, that you are interesting, and you take it from there. Let's see if you are.
Hi, how are you? It's great that I'm not going to say that she is superior. Certainly she's done a great job if her kids are academically inclined and musically inclined. But so what is her relationship with her children now? Are they engaged citizens? Do they give back? Do they see each other? Do they care about their mother? What's the point in raising children just to play the violin? I want them to have a relationship with me. I don't, certainly don't need them to be my best friend. But when they get to be in their 20s and 30s and they're, you know, you close that gap and you need to be a family. I mean, I guess it depends on your definition of success and family, but certainly to me, success means being happy with what you're doing in your life. That doesn't make others bad parents because their child is not an A student and their child is not musically inclined.
800-510-8255. Jordan in New York with a story for us here on the Countdown.
Listen, I went to a high school and a few years ago and I played lacrosse and we were all in the locker room, you know, after lacrosse one day, and we're all, like, telling stories about how much our parents sucked. This kid, Lee, you know, he was a very quiet kid, very smart, college-level classes. Anyways, so he asked me, you know, what's the worst thing your parents have ever done to you? And he said, well, I got a B in one of my classes, and this was during the third quarter of high school, and he said for the whole third quarter of high school, he had to be promptly in the attic at 8 o'clock doing his homework by flashlight. And we were so shocked in the hall, and we were just like, are you kidding me? Your parents actually put you in the attic to sleep at night. And he goes, yeah, I had to stay there. They let me out in the morning. But the kid graduated. He was class valedictorian. And he's like, I have crazy Chinese parents. What can I do? And to this day, he's a very successful person, and it's just insane the way this mother's raising her children. I'm not a parent myself, but you know what? My parents should have raised me this way because I might not be where I am today, you know?
Talk Radio Countdown, want to acknowledge the following sources for our program today. Fox News, ABC News, CNN, NBC, The Mike Broomhead Show, The John Williams Show, The Michael Graham Show, and The Terry Gilbert Show. Thank you for being here on The Countdown.